أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 102 of Surah Al Imran, and this is in actual fact two ayats from the previous one. So there is a continuation in the theme of the previous Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in tuti'u fariqam minal ladhina utul kitab. We understood the circumstances in which the ayah was revealed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinforced two very, very important prescriptions for this ummah in those ayat. One is Quran, Kitabullah, hold on to it. And the other, sunnah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah ta'ala goes further and Allah ta'ala gives us more prescriptions to safeguard us from the evil, the plottings of the enemies of Islam. Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, O you who have brought iman, ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, fulfilling the right of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah ta'ala should be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ, and do not die, إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, except that you are submissive, except that you are a Muslim subjugating to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us more prescriptions, and the first is that of taqwa, the second is to remain firm on Islam and submissive to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One important aspect of taqwa, we had discussed the meaning of taqwa, etc., means to prevent ourselves from something that will harm us. That is what taqwa is all about. Today we'll discuss the stages of taqwa. What are the different stages of taqwa? The lowest form, the lowest stage of taqwa is to save oneself from kufr and shirk. And when we look at the ayats of the Quran, many a time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this taqwa, and it means that a person saves oneself from kufr and shirk. So that is also one form of taqwa. The second form of taqwa is this: to prevent oneself from embarking on anything that is disapproved, disliked by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, to keep away from the total disobedience of Allah, keep away totally from it. And when we look at the Quran and we look at the hadith, those merits that Allah ta'ala speaks about, or Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about the virtues, it generally refers to that level of taqwa, that stage of taqwa, keeping away from all the dislikes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third and the highest form of taqwa is to prevent the heart from everything that is ghairullah. In other words, to keep away from the heart everything else, the greatness of everything else, but the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this month of Ramadan, this should actually be an aspiration for us, that we are keeping away from eating and drinking. Now, we need to keep away from sin and the disobedience of Allah ta'ala, and we also need to keep our hearts cleansed of everything that is besides Allah. In other words, take out the greatness of everything and keep the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. The simple understanding, the famous incident of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam in the fire. Jibreel alayhi salam came on his own accord. He asked him, did Allah send you? He said, no. He said, I don't need you. My Allah is there. That is what it is all about. And Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So when we look at the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we look at the Quran, generally it is about abstinence, it is about keeping away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of all the verses in the Quran Sharif where Allah ta'ala uses the word taqwa in its different forms, Sometimes Allah uses the word taqwa, sometimes Allah says ittaqullah, sometimes Allah Ta'ala says muttaqeen, etc., etc. 250 times plus. But nowhere in the Quran does Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us a benchmark. Nowhere in the Quran Allah Ta'ala gives us the yardstick as to how much of taqwa we should have, but in this ayat. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, fear Allah Ta'ala, haqqa tuqati. How much? Fulfilling the haqq, fulfilling the right of the taqwa of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So the important aspect is, we very just quickly explore this haqqa tuqatihi for our understanding. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Ayyu ta'a fala yu'sa. The first thing is this, that Allah Ta'ala be obeyed and Allah Ta'ala never be disobeyed. That is the first thing. Allah Ta'ala be obeyed in everything. Whether we in the masjid, we obey the command of Allah, we do it according to the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We in our businesses, we obey the command of Allah, we do it according to the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In our homes, on the street, wherever, that Allah be obeyed and Allah never be disobeyed. Second, وَيُذْكَرْ فَلَا يُنْسَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be remembered at all times, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever be forgotten. We sit down to eat, remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As a matter of fact, we come into the masjid, they are sunnah du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us in every aspect of our life, every facet of our life. The dhikr of Allah, and there is always a dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us, and Allah ta'ala never be forgotten. And the third is, وَيُشْكَرْ فَلَا يُكْفَرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always be thanked, and Allah ta'ala never be unappreciated. Always we are appreciative to Allah ta'ala, we will always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the condition is, and we will never ever be unappreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that extent of the haqqa tuqatihi, the taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. And lastly, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that a person strives in the path of Allah to the best of one's ability, despite whatever people may say about him, they may be blasphemous against Allah. One continues to strive in the path of Allah, and one be steadfast on justice, even if it is against one's own parents. One remains just for the cause of Allah Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaykum.